A lot has been said about the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. We've sort of danced around a little bit of that. As you're sort of in your last little bit here, I want to sort of open this up and say, is it out of date? Is it something that, is there better, would it be helpful for law enforcement to have a clear standard of collection? And if so, what do you believe that would be?
Well, yes, I do think it is outdated. It does need review. As I indicated before, I would caution against raising standards for obtaining basic non-Fourth Amendment information because you eliminate much of the data that provides predication for further investigation. And so as one looks at it, I would look at it to be updated, but also I have some concern about raising standards which would impact on our ability to conduct cases and whether it be terrorism or otherwise.
Well, as I have a law professor who's basically lamented many times on the demise that there was even a Fourth Amendment even existing today in the light of a lot of things and cases that have been going on. Is there a way, though, that we balance this in a new age of environment in which it seems to be metadata, we call it these things where it's collection, but we're collecting on such large scales in this electronic life? Do you think we've got a pretty hard line to focus here in which we're protecting civil liberties of our individual, yet giving access where it need be, where I think people would understand there'd be a reason to investigate?
I do think that given the new technology, the ability to communicate in any number of ways, that the statute needs to be upgraded. The concern comes you can do. You can identify terrorists by looking at substantial accumulations of non-Fourth Amendment protected data. In the case of a terrorist who wants to undertake an attack to kill Americans, it may well be worth that balance. On the other hand, what you want to protect against is abuse of that collection of data.
Well, and that hits. And the concern I've had, and I'm on, our time is done, but the quick question, depending on many year old court decisions on what is quote metadata and what is protected for, I'm concerned that we're in a situation now to where some of the older rules that of things that didn't understand this kind of technology may be balanced in a way that we're going to have to look at it differently instead of saying, well, it's always been okay under these circumstances and now try to apply it. Now, I think we may be trying apples and oranges, and I think people are concerned about that. Thank you, though, for your service. Thank you for being here to answer the questions, and I yield back.
Thank you.